This meeting is now being recorded.
There we go.
Okay, so the FPS meeting is now underway. It's being held telephonically as the chair. I'm doing that simply because all members were present about an hour ago and had to go to different locations. We have a quorum on the phone. Can you real quick take a roll for us?
Yes, I will.
Thank
Judge
you, Dan. I'm on.
Judge Marginis?
I'm on.
Mr. Pinky? Mr. Pinky?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Harrigan?
Here.
Bennett?
Here.
Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki?
Here.
And Ms. Stoll?
Kim Flinner is here.
Here.
Great. Okay, so we have all committee members on the phone. I know we have quite a few courts calling in, and I appreciate that. As I said a moment ago, and this is only because of my not emergency but emerging situation where I have a car malfunction waiting for a tow truck, I've had a discussion with all committee members unofficially prior to starting the phone call, and I've explained to them that the process today is going to be that I'm going to ask if any committee member has any question about any of the pending requests, recognizing these are all amended requests. They appear to be routine and well documented. So is there any FPS committee member that has a question or concern about any of the pending requests? Okay, so I waited, I paused, I hear no concerns. I'm going to invite a motion, a dual motion actually, to approve the minutes of the last meeting and also a motion to approve all pending requests.
Yamasaki, move approval of the minutes and of the requests.
And Finky seconds.
Okay, so David has moved to both approve the minutes and approve all pending requests. Mr. Finky has seconded. Are there any comments, concerns, or questions about either of those motions?
No.
Okay, hearing none. So I want to make a brief statement. I apologize to all the folks on the phone who called in from their courts if you were expecting to make a comment. Candidly, the submissions were so well documented that that's not needed. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anybody, but I don't have any other choice considering the situation I'm in. So is there any opposition to the dual motions to approve the minutes and to approve the motions? All right, I've heard no opposition. Every committee member has signed in on roll call. So as the chair of the FPS committee, I am deeming all of the pending requests, all six of them, for clarification, Butte, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Siskiyou, Sutter, and Tulare counties amended requests are all deemed approved by unanimous vote of the FPS subcommittee. I appreciate all members reviewing the material.
Yes. Judge Conklin. It's Kim Flinner. My court is on there. I'm abstaining.
Pardon me?
Because my court is on there listed, I will abstain.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. We'll show that abstention so there's no perception of a conflict. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. I appreciate your patience and understanding the necessity of the brevity of the meeting. I'm going to, if there's no further business, is there anything else, Suzanne, we need to take up today?
Just so you're aware, we have new requests coming in. Cottrell Wood is the senior analyst in the trial court budget unit that will be handling funds held on behalf requests until my replacement is hired. Amanda will be sending out a doodle request so that we can schedule the next phone call, FPS meeting, and that should be happening. It needs to happen in the next couple weeks because we have deadlines to make the May council meeting.
Okay, great. We'll do that. And Suzanne, I acknowledge your substantial assistance and help at the kickback meeting. I'll do that now before we adjourn. And thank you once again for all your work with the FPS as well. Thanks to everybody calling in. Thanks for the reports. And I'm going to deem this committee meeting concluded. All right. Safe travels to everybody. Thank you so much.
Trip to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.